Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. I will get up and go to my Father, and shall say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, and he found himself in dire need, so he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here am I, dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired workers." So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son." But his father ordered his servants, "Quickly, bring out the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." Then the celebration began. Now the older son, who had been out in the field and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, "Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound." He became angry. And when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, "Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughtered the fattened calf." He said to him, "My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." The Gospel of the Lord. So now, for a few moments this morning, let's just read between the lines in that beautiful parable of the prodigal son. And see then how it might apply to ourselves. And of course, it's very important to ask ourselves, where would I be in the parable this morning? And I think most of us would be probably on the side of the older son. We'd be a bit annoyed that this fella came back and was treated so well. So why did the younger son come back? Was he, in the true sense of the word, a repentant sinner? And what really forced him back was hunger. I think that is fair to say if you read between the lines. "I will go to my father's house. I will go back because at least I'd get some food. Even the people who work in my father's house, they get more than they can eat. They're well looked after." And then he prepared a little speech and began to make his way home. And the beautiful thing is that the father was there waiting for him. And before he reached home, he ran. That's a very important word in the gospel this morning about the father. He ran. He didn't just kind of stood. He didn't stand there waiting for him. He ran towards him and put his arms around him and kissed him and said, "Welcome, welcome, welcome." And he was so excited, the father was so excited, he decided, "Let's have a big party." And the other guy out in the field, on his way back, he heard the music, asked what was going on, what was the celebration about. Somebody said, "Oh, your brother has come back, and your father has killed the fattened calf. We're all celebrating." "And what would you have said?" The older son said, "You know, Dad, you could have killed a chicken, or maybe a lamb, and had a little celebration. But you didn't have to feed the whole village and kill one of our best calves." And he was angry. And the father pleaded with him. Now, what's the lesson there for us in the gospel this morning? Well, I see two things there. Sometimes our sins are the means by which we become closer to God. What do I mean by that? Well, as long as we're in sin, and we know we're in sin because we have a conscience, we're never going to be happy. And so many times it happens that after somebody spends a life of sin or rejects God out of their life or has no time for God, eventually, because of that, they come back. they come back. And so the basic line is the sin. The sin brings them back. The sin brings them back. And number two, don't ever, and we all have to say to ourselves, don't ever try to fathom out the mercy of God. Because most times we see things not as they are, but as we are. And it goes way beyond what any of us would be capable of doing from the point of view of forgiveness. So don't ever try to even begin to imagine the mercy and the compassion of God, because it is infinite and way beyond our understanding. God.